Call back.
And now he's gonna have my number.
Hello? Hey.
Who is this? So I saw that you were calling me on video chat, and I don't like. Yeah. Who is this?
I didn't call you. Wait, sorry. You're calling me. Who's this?
No, I received like a video chat from your number. Video chat request from your number.
What? Are you sure this is the number you received a chat from? Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is.
Who's this? Are you a journalist, Benson?
Yeah, actually, but I'm not calling you, I don't think. Who is this?
You're a journalist? Is this related to, like, colleges or Title IX management?
What? No, I'm not that type of a journalist.
Well, what kind of a journalist are you? I did receive, like, a phone call from you. I can send you, like, a screenshot. And, I was waiting your phone call from a journalist, so I'm kind of confused that you were saying that you're not that kind of journalist. What kind of case do you speak
about? I work for a magazine. But I don't think that I called you, so I think you're calling the wrong number.
Okay, maybe it was just a mistake. I received, like, a video chat message from your phone number.
That's really weird. What did it say?
I texted you, like, the screenshot, but if you're saying that it's wrong, then it must be wrong.
Yeah, maybe we should just end the conversation.
Okay, sure. Thanks, bye.
Okay, bye. Wait, what? He doesn't.
I want to see the.
He didn't look Hispanic at all.
I want to see the screenshot. He thought he was Hispanic? I thought he was like French or something.
Oh, I don't know. Sounded like Spanish. This is him. Oh, PhD at University of Southern California. University of.
Welcome to Crispy Tart Topics!
I'm Crispy Tart.
I'm Nate Over Easy.
And you're listening to.
Crispy Tart Topics.
We just. Well, Crispy just pranked someone off Tinder who gave her his number.
Yeah, well, he messaged me and he was like, I want to fuck you. And so I was just like, oh, we already did. And he was like, I don't think we did. I think he's going to realize later that it was me, though, because he gave me his number on Tinder.
But you never gave him yours, so.
Now he has it. Oh, my God.
Now he has it. But he was like, I contacted you. I've been waiting for your call.
He's waiting to hear from a journalist.
What kind of journalist was he talking about?
He said something for students, the colleges.
Maybe he's doing research for school.
But it's so weird because I didn't sound professional or anything on the phone. And why would I call him on a Sunday?
Okay, so Crispy was in disguise. Check out our Instagram story. She was wearing, like, a bandana, sunglasses, and a hat, and she FaceTimed the guy. So he saw that, right? He kept saying, I missed a video chat.
But I don't think...
He said he sent you a screenshot.
No, but I don't think you can see the video until you answer the call.
Okay.
You just see that somebody's trying to video chat you.
Oh, dang.
All right, so some time has passed since that prank call. We've been sitting here for about 30 minutes, and I have some new news about the guy we just prank called. So he sent me a screenshot of the missed call that he got from me. And then I, bam, 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 sent him a screenshot of the Tinder conversation we had. You know, just like flipping the switch a little bit. And then he sent me 4 messages. All about just saying sorry. He's been working a lot. And then he was like, did we really have sex before? And then he asked me, I tend to be good at remembering faces. And then he asked me on a dinner date.
But the thing is, this guy's going to school to get his PhD, and he can't even remember who he slept with or that he gave his fucking number out to a girl on Tinder. That means he probably gives it out to everybody.
Yeah. Also, he was not really even cute, so why, like, how is he able to woo girls?
Yeah.
Maybe he's got something that we don't know about. But I don't know. I think that maybe it's not like that and he's just making conversation.
Yeah. That could be.
Yeah. Just trying to talk. But we'll see. I'll probably never talk to him again. So we decided to do something a little bit different, out of the box for this episode. This is going to be the interview of Yeggs by Crispy, and then we're going to flip it, and she's going to interview me.
Yes.
So my interview questions that I selected were from the infamous or famous New York Times article, which is entitled 36 Questions to Help You Fall in Love, or something like that.
So at the end of the test, you'll know if you're in love with me or not?
Yes. Basically.
Is that really what they're claiming?
No. Okay, so I'm just going to read a little bit of the article. It's just saying, it's from an essay, to fall in love with anyone, do this. And then it's just questions that, like, gradually get more and more vulnerable as you go down.
Oh, God.
And then, yeah. So it's just supposed to, like, help you tell your life story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So yeah, but I think it's kind of interesting because I watched a few YouTube videos where they put two strangers together and have them ask these questions to see if they're compatible.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should go on a Tinder
date.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be fun to do it as a Tinder date?
Yeah, and then be like, I have these questions.
We have to follow them. Or just you would ask beforehand, do you want to do this?
Yeah.
And record it, maybe.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Future episode idea.
Yeah, next episode. Let's do that shit.
Okay. All right. So, I guess let's try to do all 36 and we can cut some shit out if it's boring.
Yeah.
Or I'll skip some stuff if I really don't think it sounds interesting. But I'm going to try to do all. I don't know. What do you think?
I'll keep it short and sweet.
Okay, the answers?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, first question. It looks like there are sets of questions. There are three sets of questions. This is set one, question one. One moment, please. Given the choice of anyone in the world, who would you want as a dinner guest? Actually, it says whom, but fuck that. I'm going to say who.
As a dinner guest? Probably, like, living or dead?
Yeah.
Then I would pick my great-grandma.
Did you ever meet her?
Yeah, I knew her till I think she died when I was 8 or 10 or something around that age, so.
And now you're old enough to have a real conversation with her.
Yeah, it would be very, I want to ask all about my history and my grandma and stuff. That would be cool.
Yeah, we got to talk to our grandparents while we can.
Yeah.
So, next question. Would you like to be famous?
No.
Really?
No. I would like the money that equates with fame, but not the fame.
What if you were a DJ? Because not a lot of people know what DJs look like.
Okay, so how famous, though? I'm thinking, like, Beyonce.
Well, if we're talking about a DJ, I guess you could say, like, not DJ Khaled, but, like, Diplo.
No. No. I don't want people... I already have really bad anxiety, so I think I would just go off the deep end if people were, like, watching me and stuff.
Okay. Next question. Okay. Oh, this is an interesting question. Before you make a phone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say?
Sometimes, yeah. I think that goes along with anxiety.
So, like, what kind of
like, if I have to call, like, a doctor.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, that's probably it. Like, professionals and stuff.
But what about if it's a guy that you like?
Sometimes, yeah. I'll think about, or before I go on a date, I'll think about things I can talk about so things don't get awkward.
Yeah. It's good to have a backup plan, I guess. What would constitute a perfect day for you?
Perfect day? Chilling with my kitties. Smoking a fuck ton of weed. Which is, like, my life anyway, but... No, perfect day... Yeah, just getting fucked up and listening to great music with my friends.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Where, though?
Maybe in a different country.
Tropical?
Like, having a new experience with, like, new good food and not necessarily tropical.
Mm.
Just anywhere that's different and really fun and people have good energy around me.
Dude, let's fucking drive to Mexico.
Okay. Bye!
Bye!
Going to Mexico.
Quitting my job. When did you last sing to yourself?
Sing to myself? Mm-hmm. Probably like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, you sing a lot.
Yeah.
But when did you sing to someone else?
I'll do that right when I meet someone.
We're about to sing tonight. We're doing karaoke.
Then, next question. If you were able to live to the age of 90... Oh, okay. This is a little complicated. And retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life. Which would you want? Mind or body of a 30-year-old?
But if I have the body of a 30-year-old, I have the mind of a 90-year-old?
Yeah.
I would choose probably that one.
The body?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I mean, what does the mind of a 90-year-old look like? Because some people are still fine.
Yeah. And then you have all the wisdom that you carried over the years.
And people would just think you're ditzy.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you look 30.
Yeah.
That would be crazy. Do you have a secret hunch about how you're going to die?
Ooh. I think a lot about how I'm going to die, but I don't have a hunch. No, I guess not.
Okay. Well, what do you think it would be?
I hope that it's from old age, mm-hmm. but maybe I think I'll get sick.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Name three things that you and your partner appear to have in common. So that's me, I guess.
Okay. We have... the same sense of humor, parts of it, I guess, and we also have a zest for adventure,
mm-hmm.
and we're also really fucking weird.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. Yeah, because I am like... the closer I get to people, the weirder I get, and you tolerate my weirdness really well. So, it's good. That means you're weird, too.
Are you in love with me yet?
Not yet. We're only at question 9.
Okay.
Oh, for what in your life do you feel most grateful?
For my white privilege.
Yeah.
And I mean, not that women have so much privilege, but we do in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful for that.
And you're good looking.
Thank you.
If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
Not be so fucking sheltered. Not live in a conservative household. Not live in a town with 4,000 fucking people in it.
So basically like everything.
I mean, there's pros and cons to that, but I guess number one was being sheltered.
Yeah. But your parents are good parents. They're nice people. And
yes.
Not abusive.
And they have changed a lot. I will give them a lot of credit because they are totally different than they were when they raised me.
So. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like how?
Just a lot more open-minded and less judgmental.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I can talk to them about most things.
I think that happens with most parents, though. They, when you're a kid, they want to control everything and, like, make sure you don't end up dead. A bad person or, or dead. But then when you're an adult and they see you're living your life fine, then...
And, you know, we can relate to each other more because we're both adults.
Yeah.
And we can talk about things that we couldn't talk about before.
Isn't it weird that we are real adults?
Don't.
That's so next weird!
Next question.
Okay, it says take 4 minutes and tell your partner your life story in as much detail as possible.
What the fuck? Next question.
No, let's do 2 minutes. Hold on, let me time it.
Oh my god.
Timer! How do I find timer? Oh, here it is. Okay.
My life story?
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Don't start yet. Timer. 4 minutes. 0 hours.
You said 2.
Okay, 2 minutes. All right. Go.
So I was born in East Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I almost died at birth. I had the umbilical cord wrapped around my neck, and my mom had a C-section, and then I lived, and then I was a baby, and I had an older brother, and then my parents got divorced, and then my mom got remarried, and... Then I grew up with them and had 2 dogs and 2 cats growing up all the time. My grandma lives next door. And then I was super, super, super shy pretty much my whole life and only had 1 or 2 friends, small group of friends. And got introduced to sex kind of early and then went off to college and went kind of crazy with sex and alcohol and drugs, but I found myself because I got a lot of confidence. and then something really tragic happened in my life, and I moved to a different city for only a few months, and then another crazy thing happened where my roommate wanted to move to LA, and now I'm here. Is that 2 minutes?
Let's see. You got 43 seconds.
And then I had a really, really, really hard time for the first couple years. Did a really interesting job that kind of plummeted my self-esteem. And then I was really poor and I had like -$1,000 in my bank account. And I was super depressed and I almost moved home. But then I didn't and I met this guy and he helped me out. And I got a job and paid off my shit and... Went up from there. I worked really hard, and now I live with you.
That was good. Okay, you got 9 seconds. I'll allow you to stop. That was good.
Okay.
No, that was really good. I thought that was a good summary of your life.
Yeah.
Great job. Thank you. Thank you for that. Next question. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
To speak any language.
Oh, like all languages?
Fluently.
Oh, that would be amazing. If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know?
I would want to know...
This is part 2, by the way.
Part 2. I would want to know... Oh. Damn. I guess if I will be successful, I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
I don't want to think about it too much because I'll change my answer a million times.
Is there something that you've dreamed of doing for a long time?
I wanted to do music. I wanted to either... Or be a dancer. So that was something I thought about. And then I also wanted to either play piano professionally or be a music teacher. So dreamed about that for a while.
Okay. What is the greatest accomplishment of your life?
Probably moving here. That was really hard.
Yeah.
I did it, you know, without my parents' help or anything like that.
What do you value most in a friendship?
Honesty. And loyalty.
What is your most treasured memory?
That's a really hard question. My most treasured memory. How do you even begin to answer that?
Yeah.
That's a really hard
question. It's like a moment that you could never get back that you want. I don't know. That's the way I see it. Like.
Okay. I don't know. That's I can't answer that.
I think there's it would be many. Something with your friend that died.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a moment I treasure, but I treasure a lot of memories. So.
Yeah, it's a hard question. What's your most terrible memory?
That? My friend dying? That was the worst thing ever.
If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly.
Oh my god.
What would you change anything about the way you're living now?
Yeah. If I was about to die in a year, I wouldn't give a single fuck. And I would eat everything and drink everything and travel everywhere.
Quit your job.
I would not pay my debt. I would just hitchhike and travel as much as possible.
Yeah, you could just go rogue, become homeless.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. What does friendship mean to you?
It means that there's like a sense of community and I don't know, there's something really special about being close with a human that's not your family. 'Cause you really have to trust that person.
Yeah.
And you have to choose to like be loyal to them. So I think that says a lot when you have to like make a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm.
So it means, well, I guess that doesn't really like, that's not what it means.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, it is part of
just like helping you through life. Like, I feel like my friends have helped me more through life than my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's different because they don't have to. Like, your family kind of has to.
Yeah. So that's a good feeling, knowing that a human wants to be around you because they like you. Like, every human wants love, you know?
Yeah. That's a good answer. What roles do love and affection play in your life?
They help my self-esteem a lot. Because I remember having no friends and I had no self-esteem whatsoever. And just not being lonely. Like, lonely is a really tough thing to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it really messes with you. So.
What about affection?
What was the full question again?
What roles do love and affection
play? Affection. I feel like that affects my mood because, like, I don't know. It's nice to. I feel like it does. There's like some sort of chemical that's released when someone is like cuddling you,
yeah,
kissing you. You get those little like flutters, mm-hmm. and then you just feel like amazing.
Yeah, it's like dopamine or serotonin. Probably.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So more, just like a feel good thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alternate sharing something you consider a positive characteristic of your partner. Share 5 items.
Each of us?
Yes.
Positive characteristic?
Mm-hmm. So start with me, and then I'll give you one.
Positive characteristic for you
mm-hmm.
is open-mindedness.
Oh. You are, oh, you're really good at giving your opinion. You're not afraid to.
That sounds like shade a little bit.
No. No, you're not afraid to, like, say no.
You're really good at giving your opinion.
No, I mean, like, compared to me, you're not afraid to say no to people or, like,
It's just funny.
I wish I was like that. That's positive for me.
You're really good at hearing your opinion. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, another positive characteristic is you're super honest. Like, I've never known you to lie or like fib or anything like that.
Thank you. You have nice hair.
Wow, thank you.
You do.
Mine are like,
okay, good. It should be about personality. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You. You're really good at like listening to people and actually asking them the right questions when you meet them.
Yeah. Okay. You are. I had one and then I forgot it. Oh, you aren't quick to cut people off. Like, you really want to try hard with relationships and give people benefit of the doubt.
But I think,
like, even after they've done something shitty to you, you'll still persist.
Mm.
Is that the right word?
Yeah. But I think on the other side, on the other hand,
it could be negative.
No, like, oh. My compliment for you would be you're really good at just, like, telling people what they're doing wrong and, like, being clear about that. Like,
yeah, straightforward about what's bothering me.
Yeah. How many was that?
We can move on.
Let's move on. Okay. That was nice. How close and warm is your family? Do you feel your childhood was happier than most people's?
Yeah, I think I had a good childhood.
How do you feel about your relationship with your mother?
It's really good. I mean, my mom it feels like even though I had my stepfather, we weren't like, growing up, it was harder. I didn't talk to him about anything personal. Mostly just my mom. Like, she was my go-to my whole life. So,
yeah.
We just have a really, really strong bond. Like, just, you don't even have to, like, you know what each other is thinking all the time, pretty much.
Yeah. So,
that's, like, really rare.
That's good.
Is that what it's like with your mom, too?
No.
Oh.
She annoys me, but I love her. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish we were closer, but we just, like, don't think the same way about things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I really, you know, I love her, and she's a good person, and everything like that, but, okay. Yeah. Set 3, final set. Make 3 true we statements.
I don't know what that means.
Let's skip that one.
Okay.
That's weird. Complete this sentence. I wish I had someone with whom I could share... Dot, dot, dot.
A consistent friends with benefits situation. Who out there?
Who wants consistent sex?
No one is down for that. I don't understand you people.
You've just...
Yeah. Every time, the past, what, 2 guys, they've all said they wanted a relationship. And I'm like, I just want to fuck and be friends. And they're like, bye.
Yeah, it's hard to find somebody that feels the exact same way. Either you like them too much or they like you too much.
But dudes, I figure, like...
Most guys want that. Yeah. They say they want that at least. Yeah. Who knows? You'll find it.
Fuck my life.
If you were going to... become a close friend with your partner, please share what would be important to him, important for him or her to know.
If I were to share what?
If you were to become a close friend with your partner. Okay, but let's just say, like, in general, what would you want somebody to know about you, like, if they were just meeting you?
So, like, I don't know. Oh, like, how to handle me or something?
Yeah, like, in order to become close to you, like, what do you want them to know about yourself?
Just what I'm looking for, and not to take me so seriously.
Like, you mean for guys or?
Yeah.
Okay. But what about like for a friend?
Oh.
Because it says, yeah, close friend. Yeah.
I want them to know that I will put in as much as you put in.
Hmm. Tell your partner what you like about them. Yeah, tell your partner what you like about them. Be very honest, saying, we've already done this.
Okay.
Share with your partner an embarrassing moment in your life.
I've told you most of my stories. There was one time in college when I tried to go work out at the gym, the student gym,
mm-hmm.
and I've never worked out ever, and I was like, I'm gonna be a bodybuilder, and I go, and I was going to go use this machine, and this guy was on it, and he was like, oh, we can share it, and I was like, okay, and I did it, like, once, and then I was like, I gotta go, and I like ran out crying because I was so embarrassed.
Because
I didn't know what I was doing, and I felt like he was judging me.
Wait, what was the machine that you used?
The where you sit, and there's like a bar above your head, and you pull it down with your arms.
Oh,
yeah.
And so he was kind of like spotting you, or
no? Well, I mean, yeah, he was watching me because he was like, we'll just alternate.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh my god, I can't do this.
That's awkward, like...
Yeah. Just, I was low self-esteem, you know? I didn't know what I was doing, so I was like, everyone's watching me and judging me.
Okay, bye!
Yeah.
Alright. When did you last cry in front of another person?
I tend not to do that. I usually cry by myself.
But, like, you can't remember the last time somebody else was there?
No. I don't remember. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe in front of a coworker, actually, because I think maybe it was my friend's anniversary of her passing. And I was just bummed out that day, and my coworker asked me. Of course, when someone asks you, like, what's wrong, you're like, nothing.
I'm fine.
And then they were like, did someone die? I was like,
that's the worst question you could ask, yeah.
And then I went to the bathroom after that.
When did you last cry by yourself?
I don't remember that either. It's been a while. Like, really? It's been like a month or 2 months.
You cry less than me. I cry a lot.
Really?
Why? Yeah. Not by myself, though. Usually it's like a situation where somebody asks me, like, and then I cry.
Have you seen me cry?
No.
Okay.
You've seen me cry like a bunch of times. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. I can cry easily, though.
Yeah. Actually,
just
maybe
put
for
in
me
certain
too.
Situations, I can cry.
I think I just cry about, like...
I mostly cry at, like, TV shows.
Oh.
That's probably the last time I cried was, like, this week, because if I'm watching Hell's Kitchen...
And Hell's Kitchen makes you cry?
Dude, literally any, like, competition show or just...
Well, the singing shows I could get.
I cry at those, yeah. I don't know why. I cry at Real Housewives. Like, I cry at a lot of shows. It's weird.
Well,
that's where I let my emotion out, I guess.
Yeah. I guess a lot of people do that. For some reason, I don't really cry on TV shows, but I cry about, like, my own thing. I'm a narcissist. Anyway.
That's a good question.
Tell your partner something that you like about them. Why are there, like, so many...
Didn't you just say that?
Yeah. No. Okay. What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about?
Too serious to be joked about? I have a pretty big sense of humor, and it just depends on who the person is and how what the context is. But
could you joke about rape?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could joke about maybe something violent. I guess rape is violent. Maybe race. That's probably a big thing that I can't really... Like, I don't get the point of those.
Yeah.
I guess I should not get the point of rape jokes, though. It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, I've said... Like, if it's just, like, you and me, I would say a rape joke. But if it's, like, somebody I don't know, then I wouldn't.
Why is that?
Because, like...
You know for sure the person is being stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you told me a racist joke, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Unless we were, like, just discussing it as a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Because weren't we in the car and you said, like, this Asian lady was driving? We can cut that out.
I said, okay. Let me clear this mess up. Don't be starting to... well, okay. So, this lady was driving really slow, and I passed her.
Why she gotta be Asian, though?
I passed her, and I just said, oh, I can't. I said, oh, Asian lady, she's perpetuating the stereotype.
That's joking about race. It's joking about, like...
It's lighthearted.
Yeah.
It's not like...
So that's the thing is, like...
Fucking Asians don't know how to drive, like...
But that's... Yeah, that's the thing is, like, it depends on how the joke is, like, executed, I guess. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. If you were to die... So there's four more questions. We're almost finished. If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would you most regret not having told someone? Oh.
Well, that's kind of already happened for me. I don't know. I guess... Oh, man, that's hard, I guess. That's a really hard question.
Is there anything you want to, like, tell your mom, or...
Well, not... I mean... No. No. Or maybe I would... I don't know. All the things are negative that I'm thinking about. So, I think maybe I would tell my brother, like, I know we never got close again, but I think you're... Like, I would tell him, like, everything he should be doing and that he's, like, kind of boost him.
Yeah.
Like, tell him, like, he was a good big brother, and I know he went through some shit, but I can understand that I can forgive you for that we're not so close because of all that shit, and that I really wished that we had gone as close as we were, like, when we were kids.
Yeah.
And that he shouldn't be so
hard on himself.
Yeah, hard on himself in general. Like, he can do more than what he's doing now. Like, he has potential. Yeah, I think that would be, like, the one positive thing I would want to give to someone. Because everything else is, like, negative shit, but I can live with not telling them that because it would probably just hurt them.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want that impression because it's not that important.
Yeah. Unless they really did something fucked up.
Yeah. Like Colin. Wait, oops.
Like, never mind. We'll talk about that in a later episode, guys, if you heard that, but, like, your house containing everything you own catches fire. After saving your loved ones and pets, you have time to safely make a final dash to save any one item. What would it be?
This apartment or, like, my parents' house?
This house, I guess.
My apartment? What would I save? Oh, I have a note from my great-grandma. Save that.
Well, that's nice. Of all the people in your family, whose death would you find most disturbing?
Mom.
Yeah, I figured that would be your answer.
So I feel like that's a bullshit quiz.
Really?
I mean,
I liked it.
It's good to get to know someone, but I don't think you can tell that you're gonna fall in love with them from it.
Yeah. Wait, I want to read like what it actually says, like it's supposed to do. I don't think it's saying that. I think it's just saying like it helps make the process faster. Mm. Like you start to get closer to that person faster than you would if like.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Like if you're meeting.
And you, it just forces you to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it's hard to initiate. You only have vulnerable moments with people every so often, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty rare.
And so if you have these questions and you're like, oh yeah, like I'm going like, to ask these forced. Questions. Yeah.
But vulnerable moments for me always happen like when you're driving in the car with that person and it's late and they're dropping you off and then you just start talking.
Yeah.
And someone initiates by saying, so like, what are we doing? Or I don't know.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen often.
Right.
And like with friends, like it's always like late after you're drinking. Mm-hmm. And
you like start to have those conversations. Yeah. I mean, I feel like, but it's nice to have that as like a fun experiment to like.
Yeah.
Force those kinds of conversations.
But do you think it's weird if someone's vulnerable, like, all the time? Well, just in casual conversation, if we're...
Oh.
If they're like, oh, this happened...
I mean, you shouldn't be, no.
This happened to me, and...
You shouldn't be, because, like, then life is too serious, and...
Yeah.
You're not having fun, you're thinking, like, too deeply about everything.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta just, like, joke around a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my questions are a little more,
on the sex side. What's the list of questions that we're looking at here?
Like, what's it called?
Yeah.
100 sex questions to ask a girl or a guy. Don't worry, we're not going to do all in 100.
Okay.
Okay, what's your favorite sex position?
Doggy style.
What? This is the worst one.
No, that feels the best for me.
Girl.
What? Like, what do you like better?
My favorite is
girl on top,
spooning or legs up on their shoulders. I'm on the bottom.
Yeah, I don't know. Doggy style is like really like some for some reason that angle like really feels good for me. Like I don't like it as far as like intimacy goes because you can't like see them or anything like that. But like the feeling feels really good to me. Yeah. Like, I can't only do doggy style. Like, we would have to, like, also do, like, missionary
right.
and, like, other stuff. But, like...
Of course.
Yeah. At the end, if it's doggy style, I'm like, yes, that feels good. Yeah.
Do you love quickies?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I mean, like, I guess it depends on, like, what you're defining as quickies, because...
Like, less, 5 minutes or less.
I mean, if I'm... getting something out of it, but I'm not 5 minutes to come. Like, it's gonna take a little more time than that for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So if a guy's just, like,
but
fucking me...
What if he was
me...
just, like, doing stuff to you for 5 minutes? Like, really intensely. It's like,
maybe.
Really going at it.
I just don't want, like, a quickie where the guy's just, like, fucking me and then he comes and I'm like, alright.
You want a mutual quickie.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I guess for me, a quickie would be, like, 10 minutes. Like, maybe I could come in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you visualize the perfect woman or man? What are their attributes?
So, for a woman, she would just have to be, like, me. No.
Cologne.
No, I mean, it would be cool to have a woman, actually, that looks like me.
Narcissist.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to that, but...
I think everyone kind of fantasizes about that.
Yeah, if she looked, like, exactly like me, that'd be so freaky. But, like, kind of cool. But no, I guess, in general, I want a girl that is... I don't want a girly girl. I want a girl that's more laid back. Doesn't always brush her hair, doesn't always wear makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But also is, like, clean, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, like me or you, you know, like, not too girly and not too butch. And then for guys, if he looks like a girl. No.
Kinda though.
Yeah, I like skinny guys that don't have a lot of muscle. I really hate muscular guys. Like, that's really ugly for me. Yeah.
What would be your best reason to break up with me?
What?
What would be your best reason to break up with me?
No, I heard you, but
like, these are questions, dating.
These questions are for couples, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I think so. Yeah, I mean, you mean like if we were dating or as a friend? Like,
wait.
Like, how do you want to?
If you had to move far away,
no,
if you had to move far away,
for many
years, would you wait for me?
Wait, no, hold on. Let's do the first one. I'll answer that question.
Okay.
Okay. Should the breakup be, like, if we were in a relationship or just, like, breakup or friendship?
A friendship.
Okay. What would...
relationship.
Okay, so friendship, breakup, like, what's the question again?
What would be your best reason to break up?
Okay. Break up the friendship? I guess if you did something to betray me, like, I don't know. Fuck the guy, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if we were dating, same thing. I guess it would be the same. Like, some kind of betrayal. Yeah.
What if I lied to you?
It depends on the lie.
It's okay.
Yeah, if you lied to me, like, and said, oh, I only drank 3 beers when you drank 5. Like, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But if you lied to me and said that, I don't know, that you, I don't know, like, what would be, like, the ultimate betrayal?
Yeah. Something, just something that.
That matters.
There was an action involved.
Anything that, like, would directly affect me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it doesn't affect me.
What if I was like, I'm still hanging out with Kiara?
Yeah, that would be weird.
Okay.
Like, that you lied about
that.
So
would you break up with me for that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not at this point. Because, you know, now I'm kind of over that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just be like, why didn't you tell me? That's really fucking weird.
Like, yeah. But it would probably make you think of me differently.
Yeah, I think so. It would make me trust you less, for sure.
What do you think? What do you like the most that I do when we have sex?
Well.
Just kidding. Just kidding. How would you react if I was... It says dating another guy, but I'll rephrase the question. How would you react if I started having, like, a different best friend that I spent most of my time with?
I'd be really sad. I'd be like, aww. Oh, I have to find a new best friend now.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. What age do you plan to get married?
I don't really plan that. I'm not planning to get married. Okay. Well, like, I'm gonna, maybe if I get married, like, I'd like to before 35. Because if I had kids, like, I don't want to have kids too old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it that you don't like about me?
I think sometimes if you're feeling like, I don't know, like, if you're mad sometimes.
You know how often I, like, get that, though?
Yeah.
So I don't show my emotions?
No, you do. I mean, I don't know. Like,
or I don't speak up if I'm mad about something.
Yeah.
But you just said I'm good about that.
For guys, but I don't know if you are, like, with me.
Oh, okay.
Like, with a friend, like, somebody that you're close to. Because, yeah. Sometimes I don't know, like, if I did something wrong. Yeah.
That's funny. All right. What turns you on most during sex?
Just foreplay. Like, if the guy can really, like, touch me a lot and is not just, like, straight to pain in the vagine, like,
yeah,
he's got to be able to, yeah, like, touch my body, like,
touch my,
like, really body. Touch me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just someone who really wants you, you know?
Yeah.
Wants every part of you. Are you a jealous person?
Yeah, I try not to be, though. I try not to let jealousy affect my friendships or relationships. Yeah.
Same.
I don't like these ones.
After me, who's your closest friend? Excluding family members.
Well, right now it's...
female friend.
A female?
Same person.
Just kidding. Well, it's hard because, like, my female friends are always kind of in phases in my life. And so I have a lot of really close female friends from home, but, like, I don't know who would be the closest because I don't really talk to them on, like, a daily basis.
So, Callie?
I'm trying to think who would it be. Maybe Tiffany. Shout out, Tiffany.
Are you a virgin?
No.
Would you leave your significant other for a celebrity that really liked you?
No. No.
You sure?
Because... well, that question's really vague. Like,
what if it was a celebrity you really admired and liked?
No, but if... I would have to know, like, if they really know me well enough to even have a strong relationship with me. You know, if they just, like, came up to me and they were like, I really like you, let's go on a date. I wouldn't, like, leave my partner for that, you know?
Yeah.
But if we, like, got to know each other and I fell in love with them or, like, I started to have a lot of strong feelings for them, like, yeah.
If it outweighed your other feelings.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you regret going out with me? Oh my god, these are hilarious.
No. No regrets.
This question, have you ever sexually abused another girl? You should not ask your partner that.
That's good, though.
Yeah. What would you do if you really liked someone and they said they had sexually assaulted somebody?
I guess it depends on how they told the story. Because if they told the story... if they told... my ex-boyfriend just texted me. if they told the story in a way... like in an intelligent way, like, they know, they're aware that what they did was wrong, and they've changed now, then maybe it'd be okay. But if they told the story, like, you know who, and they feel like they did nothing wrong, then, of course.
You would give them a chance?
I wouldn't. Oh. If they feel like they did nothing wrong.
No, I mean, like, you would give them a chance if you thought they were genuinely sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I think people can definitely change and...
okay.
And if they apologized, like, to the person that they assaulted or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
No, I don't think I could.
I guess it depends on what they did, too.
So for me, I think people don't really change in that way. So, yeah, I would just be like, you're gonna... I think it's fucked up for someone to have that mindset in general, and, like, you have to be... to have to be taught that that's wrong is kind of weird to me. Like, for me, it should be, like, an innate thing.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Like, something is wrong with their mental already. So, do you have feelings for an ex-intimate partner?
I don't think so. Yeah.
What if your ex, the one who said he was gonna come here, and said he loved you, if he actually came here, do you think he would have a chance?
No. I'm pretty quick to, like, not quick, but once I find, like, another person that I feel that way about...
So it's hard for you to regain feelings for an ex?
Yeah, and I also know, like, if it didn't work out once, it's not going to work out. Like, would we try again?
Yeah, like, clearly something was wrong with that, so.
And also, I've changed a lot from those relationships. Like, some of my exes, I don't think I would even date now, even if I just met them, you know?
Right. Do you believe in love at first sight?
No. No. I don't think you can tell without talking to the person.
If I had an accident and was paralyzed, would you still love me?
Yeah.
What if your significant other...
I mean, I would still love them, but it would be really hard to, like, stay in a relationship.
So you would break up?
I guess it depends on, like, how long we've been dating and...
But what if he still eats you out?
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on how strong our bond was before that, you know? If we had only been dating for 4 months, then that's, like...
But is... Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. What is your definition of intimate?
Close. No, like, you have to be... Like, an intimate relationship or an intimate moment? I don't know, that's hard. I guess, like... You have to be able to, like, be the weirdest form of yourself around someone, and they can, like, handle that, and you have to be able to, like, make eye contact without, like, feeling awkward, and, yeah, just, like, say anything and do anything around them, and it doesn't matter. And, like, touch, too. Like, you have to be able to, like...
Yeah.
Like them.
Yeah.
Like
it.
Yeah.
When you and the person you're with now started having sex, did you make eye contact?
Not really.
Why? It's like...
I still don't make, like, that much eye contact with him now.
Oh, I like eye contact. But it is weird. Like, I don't really do it the first couple times.
Yeah.
But that's, like, weird. Like, you should be... If you're having sex with someone, you should be able to look at them.
Yeah.
In the eye.
Yeah. I used... So, there was, like, an ex that I looked at, like, always we would make eye contact. And that was really intense. And then, like, the next boyfriend that I had didn't like eye contact, so we never did. And then I got used to that way.
Yeah.
So I think it depends on the partner you're with. Yeah. And I don't want to, like, freak him out. Because, like, I'm okay with eye contact, but also, like, oh, I should ask about that. Like, what it is culturally.
Yeah.
Do you think most Americans try to make eye contact, or?
I don't know. I've never really asked people that question. But that's a good one. We gotta remember that.
Yeah, like, how many, like, what percentage of partners... did you make eye contact with?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had a lot of, like, one-night stands, I guess, so probably not many.
Hmm.
Maybe, like, 50% or...
50% is good.
40, yeah.
Hmm. But, like, eye contact, like, the whole time?
No, just but moments? At least, like, looking at each other, you know, periodically during sex, like, not going the whole time without it.
But did you ever have a sex moment where, okay, this turned into something different, but now fine. this is interesting. Did you ever have a moment where, like, he's on top of you or you're on top of him and you guys are just, like, looking at each other the whole time?
Yeah, definitely with the next boyfriend. And that was, like, when I really felt like I was making love.
Yeah.
As opposed to sex. So, yeah. But I like nicer sex, but yeah, I like more passionate sex, you know, that requires that, like, because to me that makes the feelings better.
Yeah, it's just really intense for it me is. I fall in love pretty easily, and so if the sex has that eye contact, it makes it so intense for me.
Right. Yeah. It makes your feelings deeper for them, for sure.
Yeah. Why is that? It's weird.
I don't know. Because we connect through eyes, like...
Yeah.
You can tell a lot.
But you can tell if they're lying or if they...
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Now I feel like I'm just staring at your eyes. Yeah. Jeez, look at me.
Jeez. Yeah, it's fun to make eye contact with the cats because...
Well, that's another thing. You can make eye contact with animals and, like, cats will blink, slow blink, and you know that means something. That yeah. only happens, like, when you're looking at them.
Yeah.
So, I feel like that's definitely how you exchange energy. How would you define a good sexual relationship? Last question.
A good sexual relationship is one where we can mutually get each other off. I think it's really, really cool when you can get off at the same time, but that's really hard to achieve.
Yeah.
And that's not something that you, like, that's not a requirement, but it's cool if you can find somebody to do that with. But I guess, like, just a good, like, generally a good sexual relationship is what one where, like, you both care to actually, like, make the other person feel good.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can, like, communicate about that.
Like, how many times should couples have sex in a week?
Yeah. I think it's different for everybody, you know? Like, it depends on your libido. But for me, like, I want sex at least twice a week. I don't know, but it depends on how much I'm around the person.
Yeah.
Because if I'm around them, like, I'm going to want to have sex with them.
Yeah.
Like, the day that I'm around them.
Yeah.
But if I don't see them, then it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. What about for you?
Like, good sexual relationship or
the how many
times? Mm-hmm. I don't really give a fuck how many times other people do it, but I would like it, like, all the time. Like,
every day. But what if you don't see them every day?
I mean, that's fine. So, you know, maybe we see each other. My minimum is, like, once a week.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But I would prefer more.
Yeah, me too.
Especially if we're together. Like, it should at least be two or three times.
Yeah.
But then when we are together, we should do it multiple times.
But also, it's not... You shouldn't force it. Like, you shouldn't be like, oh, like, we have to have our, like, daily sex.
No, we have to feel
daily
it.
Daily sex time. Bing, bing, bing.
But if I really have a good sexual connection with someone, then I would hope that they would also want to do it as much as I did.
Yeah.
But that doesn't always fucking happen because my exes were not like that. They
wanted to have sex more or less?
Well, maybe like one or two exes of mine were kind of, I was the one asking more for it more. And they were like, no.
Yeah. I felt like that a lot. Like, I'm more sexual than my partners.
Yeah. But the other half were, like, equal. Like, we both wanted it, like, whenever.
Yeah.
That's fun, though, because, I don't know, just, it was way more fun because we would, like, sneak off at parties and, like, go do it real quick and, like...
Come back to the party.
Come back.
Like, nothing happened.
Like, come in my panties. Like,
yeah.
So it's funner. It's more fun.
Yeah.
For sure. Then, yeah. But I get that not everyone like, needs that, so it's fine.
That is exciting, though. Like, if you can be in a social situation. Mm-hmm. Like, I always thought, like, the idea of, like, being at a dinner table together and, like, figuring.
Yes.
But I don't think that's ever happened, really, for me. Has it? For you?
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't think I've ever done that.
All right, guys. we didn't mention this, but we are using a new microphone that we can just plug into our computer and allows us to edit. So we're moving up in life. No more cell phone recordings. Now we can use our special snowball, is what it's called.
Peace out, guys.